From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and in this segment of the program, Hopes for Peace and Democracy in the Middle East. In London today, a one-day international meeting aimed to strengthen the Palestinian Authority. It wrapped up with agreement on practical steps to create, in the words of British Prime Minister Tony Blair, a viable Palestinian state. Israeli officials did not attend, but Blair said the meeting was also aimed at ensuring Israel's security. As they discussed the Israeli-Palestinian issue, participants were also keenly aware of dramatic developments in neighboring Lebanon. More now from NPR's Julie McCarthy.
The goals of the London conference were modest: to nudge along the Palestinian reforms and help repair the tattered roadmap for peace. The meeting focused on Palestinian institution building to improve governance, the economy, and security. There were no new commitments for money from donor nations, but host Tony Blair said the issues raised made the meeting worthwhile because they concern not just the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but world peace as well.
Much of the poison that we want to take out of international relations has swirled around as a result of the failure to make progress on this issue. The benefit, if we are able to succeed, will not just be felt by the Palestinian people or the Israelis, vital and primary though that is. It will be felt by all of us.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas promised 100% effort in restructuring the sometimes violently competing Palestinian security forces. The recent suicide bombing in Tel Aviv, which Abbas again condemned, provides urgency to the security reforms. Israel regards those reforms as essential to any progress toward genuine peace. But Abbas said through an interpreter that the reforms could collapse if they are not anchored in what he called a serious political path.
When I talk about serious political path, I'm talking here about a political path that would put an end to the occupation. We are determined to work with you and with Israel to achieve this objective.
But the international community focused its efforts on helping rebuild the Palestinian security services and set up a U.S.-led coordinating group to assist the Palestinians in meeting their obligations to end violence in accordance with the roadmap. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said she was encouraged by the steps that both Israelis and Palestinians had taken since Friday's suicide bombing. But Rice put special pressure on the Palestinians to take tough action against those responsible for attacks on Israelis.
The roadmap rightly calls for the dismantling of terrorist networks. Otherwise, the path to peace can be blocked by terrorists at any time.
Even as the conferees discussed the fragile enterprise between Israelis and Palestinians, all eyes were on Lebanon. Speaking one day after the collapse of the Syria-backed government in Beirut, Secretary Rice said it was too early to talk about specific plans for international security assistance should Syria withdraw. But Rice welcomed preparations for elections, free of what she called contaminating foreign interference.
The Lebanese will have to take control of this themselves. The international community cannot step in for the Lebanese in doing the hard political work ahead of them. But what the international community can do is to offer its help in any way that the Lebanese, as they move forward, deem necessary.
An interview published today online by Time magazine quotes Syrian President Bashar Assad as saying that he plans to withdraw his troops from Lebanon, quote, very soon and maybe in the next few months. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.